Leader!
Order, order.
Members, the House stands adjourned till 2 p.m. on Tuesday, the 26th of May.
Deputy Speaker Chester Burrows, in the chair when the House ended, just under 29 hours in urgency, at 8 minutes to 10 on Saturday night. In that time, the government put four bills emerging from Thursday's budget through all their stages, their progress reduced to a crawl by a determined filibuster from an opposition, who were unimpressed by this news from the Speaker, David Carter, when the House resumed at 2 on Tuesday.
No bills have been introduced. Order. Order.
Wednesday, the Speaker's daily report on the legislative inbox prompted an ironic cheer.
The clerk has been informed of the introduction of a bill.
A technical measure making minor changes to the Evidence Act of 2006. It went on to the order paper to await a first reading, while the government parked the budget debate for the House to complete the second readings of two bills on Wednesday night. Next day, no new bills, but, as usual, before questions on Thursdays, a preview of the week ahead from the government's business statement, which, in the absence of the Leader of the House, Gerry Brownlee, and his deputy, Simon Bridges, was read by Social Development Minister Anne Tolley.
Mr Speaker, when the House resumes on Tuesday, the 2nd of June, the government will look to continue the budget debate and progress a number of first readings on the order paper, including the accident compensation, Financial Responsibility and Transparency Amendment Bill and the Electronic Monitoring of Offenders Legislation Bill. Wednesday is a Members' Day.
Mrs Tolley's business statement drew this comment from the Opposition's Shadow Leader of the House, Chris Hipkins.
Mr Speaker, I note the analysis of the Parliamentary Library indicating that the Parliament currently has the least business before it that it's had in 20 years and wonder whether the Leader of the House has had further opportunity to consider my previous offer to increase the number of Members' Days to ensure that the House is usefully occupied.
Honourable Anne Tolley.
The only comment I'd make to that member is that this is an extremely efficient government.
Not just efficient, but...
This is a very busy government, as we know.
Stephen Joyce, the Minister for All Seasons on Thursdays, required to stand in for absent Cabinet colleagues, including the Minister for Workplace Relations and Safety, Michael Woodhouse, for whom there were questions about reports of unrest in Nationals' ranks over the Health and Safety Reform Bill, currently with a select committee. They included this one from Labour's spokesman on Labour, Ian Lees-Galloway.
Has he been advised which National MPs are revolting against his bill? Is it Chester Burrows, a good bloke sidelined by the Prime Minister
order,
and taking up
order.
Every...
Order, there's no ministerial responsibility.
Stephen Joyce denied that the Health and Safety Reform Bill, introduced in March last year to implement legislative changes in the wake of the Pike River mine disaster, had caused division among National MPs.
Unlike the Labor Party, we don't discuss what happens in our caucus.
But Ian Lees-Galloway was able to pursue the reports of a split in Nationals caucus when the budget debate resumed after question time on Thursday.
I want to know, sir, where those splits and divisions come from. I think there's three suspects.
Only three.
And the first, I cannot name Mr Deputy Speaker, but he's a good man who has played a good role in this Parliament.
The Labour MP named Maurice Williamson as his second suspect before turning to the third.
Ah, yes, the Honourable Judith Collins. With one eye on the leadership, no, two eyes on the leadership and her desire to pay back her enemies double. We know how Judith operates.
Ian Lees-Galloway, who's on the Transport and Industrial Relations Committee, which was to report the bill back to the Chamber on Friday, but earlier this week had the deadline extended by nearly 2 months to Friday, July the 24th. He was speaking in the budget debate, which took up around 11 of the 17 sitting hours this week, leaving just 2 hours before its completion in the traditional confidence vote next week. While it was Labour's leader in caucus that came under attack from the Prime Minister, John Key, in Tuesday's question time.
Mr Speaker, Mr Little can spend all his time in question time asking his questions if he wants, but the real question is, will he get back on side with his caucus, who now hate him because he's polling 25% because he wants to means test New Zealand Super? It ain't going well, Andrew.
Order.
More details on our website, parliamenttoday.co.nz. I'm Tom Frewen, and this programme was made with funding from Parliament.